Can everybody hear you? I'd like to introduce a person who's going to introduce the next band up here. He's one of the big promoters in country music. He promotes Johnny Cash, not in all of his doings. He's long manager of Reno and Smiley before they broke up, and then Red Smiley after they broke up. And he managed Bill Monroe and introduced the famous Bean Blossom to Indianapolis remote radio station. I'd like to introduce, please make him welcome and keep clapping because he won't come up unless you do, Carlton Haney. Let's hear it.
Thank you, Pete. We've been listening to bluegrass music, and each artist that you hear in the bluegrass music has a unique lick or bow movement or pick movement, and in listening to these fellas, you can pick them out. We notice, as you did, Bill Keith, a different style from the other fellas, and Mac and Bill Monroe. I had a bluegrass festival, which some of the boys attended, and I think that bluegrass music comes from Bill Monroe. He plays it first, and a lot of the other boys improvise on it. The next boys, some of them have worked with Bill Monroe and learned their style of bluegrass music. We have a thing where we break it down into folk grass and college grass and bluegrass, crab grass. And we had our festival, and a lot of the people in Virginia said there were a lot of beatniks at our festival. So we said they're not beatniks, they're grassniks. So we're glad to see all the grassniks participating here in the bluegrass sound. And we'll let these boys, next boys, Bobby Smith and the Shiloh boys, perform for you. And I think you'll find something unique in their music. Thank you very much. This is Bobby Smith with a guitar. Let's make him feel welcome here at the Bluegrass Cellar, if you will.
Hey, thank you. I wonder if I can cut this light just a little bit. I'm not used to having bright lights in my eyes. We're going to start off with a little tune that this boy over here on the mandolin and this boy on the banjo recorded here a while back. If you could see this misery.